Are psychic abilities from God, and does everyone have some psychic ability? Some people do appear to be born with psychic abilities that family and friends encourage them to develop, but the question is, are these abilities from God? Are they a gift, or are they a gift from another realm that should be perfected? And how does the Christian Bible answer these questions? Many people, as I said, with good reason, do believe that everyone has some psychic abilities to a certain extent, and that those abilities can be enhanced through various practices. For example, almost everyone has experienced having a dream about a happening before it occurred. And most people also have experienced the working of what's known as a sixth sense. They knew something was wrong through their natural eye, though their natural eyes could not see a problem. And it isn't uncommon for a person to know that his or her death, whether untimely or not, is approaching, or perhaps the death of a loved one. Danger and tragedy have been sensed by people before trouble fell upon them. So, should it be said that these people have psychic abilities that they would do well to develop? Let's see what the Christian Bible says. Turning to God's Word for understanding of what appears to be innate psychic abilities and their source requires knowing that first, that a man is a three-part being. He's composed of a soul or mind, a physical body, and a spiritual body. And we know that by the scripture of 1 Thessalonians 5:23, because it records the prayer of the Apostle Paul, Silvano and Timothy, for the brethren of the Christian church at Thessalonica. And in that prayer he said, and this is these are the exact words, "And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So he clearly mentions the spirit, the soul, or the seat of one's thoughts, and the body. Now, everyone has a physical body, we know that, at least while he lives on the present earth. It's required for life on earth. But he also has a spiritual body and a soul, or a mind. And the Bible speaks about the power of the thoughts of a man in Proverbs 23:7, and it teaches us that there's a natural or physical world and a spiritual world or realm. And we learn that from 1 Corinthians 15:46. The Christian Bible also lets us know that it is the spirit man or the spiritual body of a man that actually detects things of the spirit realm. Just as the natural man can only perceive things and understand the natural world. This is why the natural man is incapable of receiving the things of the Spirit of God. Natural deals with natural, and spiritual deals with spiritual. In 1 Corinthians 2 chapter verses 14 to 15, it's taught that, and this is how the scripture reads, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things." The Christian Bible also teaches that it is the spirit man at work when one person perceives or picks up something about another. For example, most of us have experienced being disturbed by someone who shows no outward signs that would cause disturbance. Nevertheless, their very presence or spirit can be disturbing to the spirit of someone else. So should it be said that the one who is disturbed has psychic abilities? Not necessarily, because scripture explains what's going on. It explains that a person's spirit can know things about someone else that haven't been revealed in the natural world, such as the knowledge that that person is not to be trusted. We read in 1 Corinthians 2:11, it says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man save, or except, the spirit of man which is in him?" This is why we'll experience just having a sense of doom or a sense that we can't trust anyone, trust someone. Doesn't mean that that person has necessarily said something, or that we know their criminal background or anything like that. But we know in our spirit they're not to be trusted, or we may know the opposite, that they can be trusted. So those are things that all we know are spiritual, because there is nothing in the physical to give us that information. So if we take a look at that, and we just for a moment here call that a psychic ability or an ability that's psychic-like, did God give that ability? Well, we know that God is the creator of the whole being of man, the soul, the body, and the spirit. And his word reveals how the spirit body is able to perceive things about the spirit realm, because it is the realm to which it belongs, just as the physical body belongs to the natural realm. So each body can perceive things of the realm to which it belongs. This is the creator's design and setup. This is not psychic ability. We should remember that a spirit body is essential to be able to relate to the spirit of God. And since God made man to relate to him, it should not be a wonder or a great surprise that he made his creature or man with a spirit body. Therefore, that creature has some spiritual experiences. The important question is, what type of spiritual experiences should he be having? Let's take a look at the kingdom of God and in comparison with the kingdom of Satan. Satan, who is also called the devil, sometimes called that old serpent, even called the father of lies, deceives the entire world. That is exactly what the scriptures of Revelation 12th chapter, 9th verse, and 20th chapter, 2nd verse let us know. He is a master at taking what is God-given, in this case a spiritual body, and twisting it into something that is not God-inspired, which, in this case, the development of psychic abilities. The attempt to develop psychic abilities involves the practice of things that are strongly condemned by the Lord. These are practices of the occult, such as guided imagery, lucid dreaming, Eastern forms of meditation, crystal ball gazing, divination, astrology, and the list could go on. We see that these practices are condemned if we just take a look at the scripture of Deuteronomy 18th chapter verses 10 through 12. And so this question then leads us to another. Did the saints of old have any, quote, psychic abilities? Because it's often said that the Old Testament prophets and the shadows of Christ had God-given psychic abilities. But closer examination of the scriptures of the Bible reveal that these saints practiced none of the things that are condemned, that are mentioned in that list of condemned things in Deuteronomy 18:10-11. They did not practice those things to develop psychic abilities. The Old Testament records God as the one who initiated direct contact with those people, with his saints and prophets, when they prophesied. The New Testament confirms that the Lord's true servants did nothing to invite or develop what's often called psychic abilities in order to make predictions or to prophesy. Because the Apostle Peter taught, and this is in 2 Peter 1:21, he said, these are the exact words, "The prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." The Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit. We clearly see scripture teaching us that those prophets of God did not gaze into crystal balls. They did not consult the stars. They did not practice divination or become a medium to peer into the future and into the spiritual realm. Because doing such things would have been acting in their own will, which scripture says is condemned by God, doing those things. Scripture says that they were moved by the Holy Ghost to speak, not that they moved themselves to speak. That is the difference here. Listening to the God-given sixth sense of the God-created spirit man is not psychic ability. It's simply being the type of creature that God made man. Becoming involved with the occult to interact with the spirit realm is moving oneself by one's own will to learn things from a source that is not of God.